Time now to take five for your community on WAMW, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Today we'll feature part of our Focus on the Community interview tomorrow with Washington Community Schools Assistant Superintendent Kevin Frank. You can tune in tomorrow on Focus on the Community at 8:30 for the full interview. But a reminder, e-learning days coming to Washington next Friday. And here is a little bit of information about what to expect for parents on e-learning days. As we talk about e-learning with Washington Community Schools Assistant Superintendent Kevin Frank. Mr. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, an important topic, a very timely topic, e-learning days. We've been hearing a lot about this, and Kevin, we've actually got some area schools that have already implemented the program, and Washington Community Schools is very excited. Starting next Friday, we're going to kick off our first e-learning day.
That's right. This has been a process that started probably about a year and a half ago. The Indiana Department of Education has put a process in place for districts to apply to be able to facilitate e-learning days, and I believe it was last winter, it might have been 2 winters ago, where we had 3 or 4 days, and Dr. Roach and I and the principals, we started talking like, you know, why aren't we doing this? We are making progress with how we're using technology in the classroom. And so we started last year really hard on starting to put our plan together. And we feel like we've looked at all the pros and cons. We've looked at some of the flaws and challenges of e-learning, and we think we have a plan in place that will fit our district well, and we're ready to give it a try this Friday as a pre-planned makeup e-learning day. And if that goes well and we evaluate and you know, make the adjustments, we feel like we'll be ready for next year to potentially use these on the day of the cancellation.
Well, again, hats off. In my mind, in my opinion, it's an absolute no-brainer, okay? Because we're in Indiana, and let's face it, in Indiana, you never know what the weather's going to deal you from one day to another, and there's always the snow days. The fact that you can't get the students out, it's just not safe, and you got to make those days up, and nobody wants to be going to school late May, even into June. And this will help us to eliminate that problem.
It does. And I think the biggest thing that we look at is, you know, in January and February, you know, and even this year, we had that snow day back in November. It would have been really nice to have been able to say, all right, this is going to be an e-learning day. Teachers could prepare lessons that are timely in the sense that, you know, they're not going to be pulling things that they created back over the summertime. They would be putting things on that the students are working on right there that week. So that's the part that we like, is you don't lose that day. Learning can keep going. And, you know, that day and being able to have that day in the wintertime is more valuable to us than tacking it on at the end of May.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, let's dive right in. So e-learning days, I know there's people listening this morning intently because they still may have questions, and hopefully we'll cover all of those with our focus this morning. But the hurdles you had to climb, I guess, first and foremost, I'm going to just shoot them out there one at a time, and you can answer these. I know the number one concern, internet access. Some people, some families, some households may not have the access to the internet, which is part of the e-learning.
Right. So a couple things that we looked at. The first thing is, and this is, we're basically borrowing from what other districts are doing, and we thought we needed this for our district. First thing is that the assignments are not due until 2 days of regular school have occurred. So in this case, we'll have our e-learning day on this Friday. We're going to go straight into spring break, and then students will have the first 2 days back to work on the assignment if they need it. That'll be Monday and Tuesday, April 1st and April 2nd. We are also, as a part of that, going to be offering an after-school tech lab in all 6 of the buildings. Those will occur immediately after school till 5 o'clock. Each of the buildings will will have some sort of sign up for that. Look for that from your school's principal, that they'll have some kind of communication on how that is. So that'll be available. And then finally, we've reached out to some of our community partners. We do have a list on the website of community partners that are making their facility available in terms of students that need to have Wi-Fi. I think there's a few on the list that are even making some devices available. So that would be one option that, you know, could happen on next Friday. Or, you know, we feel like we're leveraging spring break, and if folks are able to get to a different place over spring break even to complete the assignments, that
I'm excited about it. I really am. I know the students are excited about it because, like I said, they don't have to go to actual school. They can do this from the comforts of the home and not have to make up those snow days in the warmer weather. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. And I know you've been working on this for well over 2 years. Mr. Frank, thank you for all your efforts in implementing this and getting it rolling in Washington. And let's embrace it. And hopefully we won't have any hitches at all. We'll be rolling it out after Friday.
That's right. We're excited.
Well, again, thanks for coming in for the update this morning. Again, lots of great information. We appreciate your time on Focus this week.
Thank you.
Again, be sure to tune in for the complete interview with Kevin Frank tomorrow on Focus on the Community at 8:30 here on WAMW. Take 5 brought to you this morning by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.